get grid projects into the county. But most of those projects, the council has to find 20 or 25% to co-fund them projects. On a scale of a project of 8 million, the council will have to come up with 2 million to co-fund that. You're asking the ratepayers to pay that. I don't feel it's right. So with government surpluses the way they are, I felt that local government should get a bigger bite of that, of the cherry there. If them projects were cut back to 5 or 10% co-funding, the council could get more done and we would have more projects done in the county. So it would be a big help going forward. Minister Simon Harris was there, that he said for their education. I mentioned apprenticeships, that the great work that Donegal ETB are doing there with that, that we need to try and get more apprenticeships because of the lack of tradespeople in the country. We need to boost that. And I know they are doing good work on that at a national level. So in fairness to Simon Harris, he said that he would visit the county now in the next month or so, and he would take it on board the issues that I brought up, whether there's new more apprenticeships. Wells mentioned the fact that we need more accommodation for the ETB to be able to house these apprenticeships. So there's a lot of issues there that needed to be done. So I would hope that a lot of my concerns were taken on board on the day by the Taoiseach and the ministers and each department. So hopefully we'll see some fruits out of that.